A suicide car bomber attacked a government building yesterday in eastern Afghanistan, killing a policeman a day after a similar blast left 4 people dead, including 2 NATO soldiers. The last year has been the deadliest in the country since the Taliban were ousted in 2001. The International Committee of the Red Cross is reporting that as armed hostilities spread and insecurity grows, the humanitarian situation in Afghanistan is getting worse. The organization has also announced it is becoming increasingly difficult to access displaced people throughout the country. Spokesperson Carla Adad told us more about the situation on the ground.
The ICRC has been present in Afghanistan for the past 20 years, so we have an important setup in different regions in the country. We're also present in the south, in Kandahar, so we are trying to do our best to cater for the needs of the people. There are mounting humanitarian needs. There are more and more displaced people who need humanitarian aid. The problem today is that the conflict is spreading. Large areas of the east and west are now also affected by the hostilities. So around 2/3 of the country are being affected by this. The problem is sometimes the issue of access. Because of insecurity in certain areas, we have limited access. So we try our best to work in coordination with the Afghan Red Crescent to assist those in need. But sometimes we are limited because of insecurity and issues linked to access to certain remote areas. People are suffering in certain areas because they do not have proper health care or access to nearby hospitals. So those who are in very remote and rural areas are bearing the brunt of the conflict.